Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 14th of April. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I just watched one of the most disturbing videos I've ever seen in my life. This is a good news, bad news, or a bad news, good news story, ladies and gentlemen. Start off with the good news. The good news is that despite the damnedest efforts of the Jews, and yes, I mean the Jews, ladies and gentlemen, despite the damnedest efforts of the Jews, a U.S. federal court has blocked the deportation of John Demjanjuk, the 89-year-old Ohio man whom the Jews and their slavish operatives in the U.S. Justice Department claim was a former guard in a quote-unquote death camp during World War II. Listen to this, folks. Now, as I say, the federal court, the Sixth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, has granted a stay in the deportation order. And as I am speaking now, apparently John Demjanjuk is at least temporarily safe. But according to a report from the Los Angeles Times, and I'm just reading it to you as is, it says, John Demjanjuk was removed from his home today and taken into federal custody before a federal appeals court delayed his deportation to Germany. Demjanjuk was taken from his suburban Cleveland house in a wheelchair, according to video from the scene. Relatives and medical personnel surrounded him as he was placed in a white van by federal agents. Then he was driven through the Cleveland streets to a federal facility to wait being placed on an airplane to Germany, where he would have faced charges in connection with the deaths of 29,000 people in a Nazi death camp in Poland during World War II. I hasten to add, ladies and gentlemen, that terminology I'm reading to you, I don't necessarily agree with that particular terminology, but needless to say, this is how it was reported by the Los Angeles Times. Well, in any case, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, this is the good news, folks. They have basically told the Jews to go to hell. They have delayed his deportation. This does not mean that he will not ultimately be deported and be sent to Germany to be tortured by the Jewish-controlled occupation government in Germany. But this is effectively a high hand to the Jewish power brokers who have been squirming with delight at the thought of this very sick 89-year-old man who's suffering from multiple physical maladies. They have just been relishing the thought of seeing this man dragged out of his home. And I want to tell you something. I watched a video of it happening. I didn't have the sound on the video as I was getting ready to do this program, but I watched a video of it happening. And it is certainly a pathetic sight, seeing this old man in the wheelchair. His mouth is open. He looks like he may be crying. He may be in pain. He's certainly in mental pain, and members of his family and friends standing around crying. You know, it's hard to place yourself in John Demjanjuk's shoes, or dare I say, in his wheelchair. But you know, if he were the vicious murderer that the Jews claim that he is, ladies and gentlemen, and if I were John Demjanjuk and I was such a vicious murderer, as they would have said, and you know, at 89, when you're sick and failing, you don't really have that much time ahead. You know, I would have gone out in a blaze of glory myself, ladies and gentlemen. I would have waited for these criminals with a sawed-off shotgun and greeted them at the front door. I would have shot down the people who were kidnapping me. And then what are they going to do? Send them the electric chair? Send them to life in prison here in Ohio? This Jewish bloodlust knows no bounds, ladies and gentlemen. I hope someone manages to slip Mr. Demjanjuk a cyanide capsule. If that's what he chooses, maybe he chooses to go to Germany and be put on trial. Who knows?
An international flight from the dollar. It's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, just sitting here reflecting further on this latest act of brutality committed by, I guess, U.S. Marshals or immigration officials. I don't know who they were. They were federal officials. Young fellas taking this 89-year-old man away in a wheelchair. You know, I'm sure some of those guys were cursing beneath their breath, saying these dirty blankety-blank Jews making us do these terrible things to this old man. I'm sure that's exactly what they were thinking. But, you know, I guess you know, they're in a position. They have to determine, well, this is the position they've taken, this is the job they've taken, and when they get their marching orders from on high, they have to commit crimes against humanity like this. In case you're curious, there's a reason why I say that if I were John Demjanjuk, which, of course, I am not John Demjanjuk, and I have not been accused of being a Nazi war criminal, and I don't face deportation to Germany at this time. But if I had been John Demjanjuk, the reason why I would have used a sawed-off shotgun is this, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who are not familiar with, well, ballistics and weapons, and for those of you who may not have been thinking about the logistics of what I was talking about, the reason why I would have used a sawed-off shotgun as opposed to a good old-fashioned shotgun that hasn't been sawed off is that with a shotgun that hasn't been sawed off, the force of the impact of the blast would have been focused on one of my kidnappers, whereas if it's sawed off, then what happens is the blast, the buckshot, sprays in a wider range, so effectively, ladies and gentlemen, although I might not have been as likely to kill my tormentors, I would have probably blinded a few of them or scarred them very, very badly for life. So that would have, of course, been my last act because they would have shot me down. But one good blast, one good blast deserves another. I'm laughing, but it's not funny, ladies and gentlemen. It's not funny when officers of our own government have been turned into jackbooted thugs for international Jewry, and that's exactly what these young men were doing. They were acting as jackbooted thugs for international Jewry, and I'm not going to apologize for saying that because it is true, 100% true. They weren't working for the Teutonic Zionists. They weren't working for a German death cult. They weren't working for the Arabs that control Hollywood. No, they weren't, ladies and gentlemen. What a world we live in. Or what a world we don't live in, however you want to look at it. All right, well, I'm going to open up the phones here, ladies and gentlemen. I am just so mad. Hey, and I want to remind you, folks, I'm going to keep talking about this till I'm blue in the face. You know, what's happening to John Demjanjuk is just a symptom of the greater disease that has inflicted mankind. And, you know, I've talked about this before. What a shame. What a shame that, you know, when 1,400, at least 1,400 men, women, and children were butchered, many of them killed, were butchered in Gaza by the Israelis. You know, the world, there was a lot of outrage around the world. You know, there was not a lot of outrage. There isn't a lot of outrage. There should be a lot of outrage, though. There should be. Among Americans, if they find out, and they should find out, and you should make it your job to find out how the Israelis attempted to murder Phil Turney and the crew of the USS Liberty. Phil Turney, of course, being a host of the Liberty Hour, along with Mark Glenn here in this network, broadcast on Saturdays. If you don't listen to that program, you should listen to that program. You know, there is no outrage. The reason why there's no outrage is because people don't know about it. But when people do learn about it, at least good common sense people, when they learn about that attack on the USS Liberty and the details of it, they come to have a new perspective. At least normal, honest-to-God human beings do. Of course, you'll have these crackpot, quote-unquote, Christian dispensationalists who worship at the altar of the Jewish people in a state of Israel. Altar of the State of Israel, they, of course, will come up with fantastic excuses to explain why Israel did. You'll find a lot of conservative Republicans that will likewise, even the ones that aren't Christian nuts. I hate to even use the term Christian to describe them because these people are just plain nuts. But in any case, you will hear these people come to the defense of Israel. But bringing it full circle to what I was saying, people do get pissed off about innocent animals being slaughtered. And I'm not talking about our hunters out there. If you're a hunter, don't get upset. I'm not talking about hunters. I'm talking about the Israelis going into the Gaza Zoo. I'm talking about the Israelis going into the Gaza Zoo and shooting these defenseless animals in their cages. That's a story. That's a story that must be told. And as I've said on this program, American Free Press is going to be making an issue of it. Do as much as we can to get that story out there. Because if the deaths of 1,400 men, women, and children don't stir the masses and make them understand what Israel is all about, maybe people will understand. Maybe they'll start to understand what Israel is all about when they hear what happened at the Gaza Zoo. You know, when you're trying to find a solution to a problem, when you're trying to find a cure for a disease, you have to do a lot of experimentation. And I guess that's what it's all about here. Well, the new experiment will be the Gaza Zoo experiment. We'll see what we can do with that. I'm going to keep talking about it. I hope you'll talk about it. I hope you'll tell your friends and family about it, particularly the animal lovers out there. Let them know just what did happen at the Gaza Zoo. A disgusting story. Absolutely disgusting story, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, it all comes back. It all comes back to what Mark Glenn and I have talked about on this program, to the outrage of many, that this is all religious fanaticism being deployed at the end of a gun, through the barrel of a gun. People don't want to say, you know, of course, you're not supposed to talk about religion, you know, and everybody's supposed to have their religious freedom. And you know what? I do believe in religious freedom. But I'll tell you what, when people are using their religion to terrorize the world, and that's precisely what the Jews are doing with their religion known as the Holocaust, which has been incorporated into their religion, I'm here to tell you I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I agree with our founding father, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote that magnificent Declaration of Independence, when he said that the Jewish religion was a depraved religion. That's Thomas Jefferson, ladies and gentlemen. He was absolutely right. Because the depravity is shown in these things I've been talking about here tonight. The attack on the USS Liberty, the attack on Gaza, the attack on the Gaza Zoo, the kidnapping of an 89-year-old wheelchair-bound man suffering from multiple diseases. John Demjanjuk's not the first one, and, you know, sadly enough, he probably won't be the last. There's still a few people alive from that generation who are in the gun sights of these Jewish terrorists. And if they can find them, they will do to John Demjanjuk, they will do to those people just like they did to John Demjanjuk and to others before them, just like they've done to Ernst Zundel and Guillermo Rudolph and Frederick Tobin and David Irving. Oh, God, the list goes on and on and on. Intellectual terrorism, it's physical terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, it's spiritual terrorism. And you know what? I think President Bush is right. He was right. We do need to fight the terrorists, but the real terrorists, the ones with the real power, the ones with the real money, the ones who have the power to order good, decent men in the employ of the federal government to go to the home of an 89-year-old man and kidnap him and send him halfway around the world. And it's not the Muslims who are controlling it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the Arabs. What can I tell you? All right, we've got some callers lined up. If you want to call in here, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now's the time to call in. As I say, we've got quite a few callers lined up here. Try to squeeze as many of you in as possible. I'm mad, folks. I say, sometimes when I'm really mad, I'm really quiet, and I'm really quiet tonight because I am really mad. And I want to tell you, I have a voice that can boom when necessary, but it's not booming because I'm so mad that I'm just so, how can I say? Well, I'm just really mad. Okay, we are going to the break here momentarily. About 20 seconds or so. I'm not going to try to bring up any callers. Just simply remind you that you are listening to republicbroadcasting.org, and you need to support this network so that I can continue being able to say what I say and you can be able to continue hearing what you hear on this program and on other programs on this network, because I guarantee you, you're not going to hear it anywhere else. Oh, maybe a few places here and there, but there's no big, solid sounding board anywhere else like Republic Broadcasting. So keep that in mind, folks. Send a donation to RBN, because RBN sure can use it. All right, we're going to the break. Time for you to call in here. We'll go to the phones when we come back. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Time for you to call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. We are going to go to the phones right now. We have Dave in Massachusetts. We missed Dave last night, but Dave is back tonight.
Michael?
I'm sure in full force. Hello, Dave. Dave from Massachusetts, I thought you were in full force. I don't hear you. We lost Dave from Massachusetts. Well, maybe Dave will call back. Well, we're going to hang around New England for a bit. We've got Henry. Henry, come on up.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Henry.
Good, okay. Yeah, all right. I heard the guy from my neighbor's state. He was called. I heard him say hello, something, and then something popped and clicked. I think something happened on his phone. So when he calls back, just put him ahead of the line.
All right, well, that's probably the thought police. Finally got him.
Yeah, right. 800-313-9443. 313-9443. So if you, an 800 number. So if you got it, you heard it, you know, call back. Okay.
Oh, Dave calls all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He knows the number. Okay, regular. Okay. What I wanted to mention to you about is, here's something that you're saying you're angry. I'll make this quick. I know Savage is supposedly does have an independent network. I think it is independent, like Art Bell, compared to what Sean Hannity and what Rush Limbaugh are on. But today, you know, I know he could be a spin a little bit, even though he has his own opinion. And I know he goes back and forth with support with Israel. But tonight, he mentioned something that startled me. He said that Napolitano, who I know is with the Council on Foreign Relations. I have a picture, and like I said, in one of my CFR books a couple of years ago. The Homeland Security got something now that I don't care. You know, if I was on a watch list, I don't care. But if anybody who is anti-illegal immigration, what, involved in any kind of a pro-gun, anything like white nationalist kind of thing, that would be people like Tom Metzger and, you know, Aryan Nations, that kind of thing. Well, Aryan Nations is really FBI and one of the same, so forget them. But something like the National Vanguard or National Alliance or something like what Tom Metzger is involved with, they're on the list. But anybody who speaks out against even abortion, of course, that would be older people with that. But anybody that's like against what the government is doing, either with the immigration stuff, with anything taking their guns, they're on some kind of surveillance. And it's he had a guest on. Michael Savage had this guest on his show who he's interviewing, and he said that this report, this whole document, and everything is on WorldNet Daily. Have you heard anything about it?
Oh yeah, this has been it's been pretty widely reported all over independent radio. American Free Press had a story.
Oh yeah, I'm sure
on
they would cover it.
On the current website, in fact, I think if you look at AmericanFreePress.net, what this report was, it was put together by the state of Missouri, with apparently with input from the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the Southern Poverty Law Center and a host of other garbage spewing organizations. So yeah, but this is, you know, I tell you, I was interested in watching the way people reacted to this. They think people have been reacting more recently to it as though this is something all brand new. This has been something that's going on, has been going on for decades. I just had in my hand the other day a little pamphlet that was put out by some federal agency, under the auspices of some federal agency, listing all the kind of evil people that there are that you've got to watch out for. And, you know, so many of these people who style themselves patriots, they think that if they don't talk about racial issues or if they don't talk about Jewish power or Zionism, that they're going to fall under the radar. No, the bottom line of it is that anybody with any outspoken political views of any kind is subject to surveillance and targeting by these groups. And these groups, such as the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center, work very closely, not necessarily by choice on the part of law enforcement, but they work very, very closely with law enforcement, and they have had a major impact and major input into and upon these agencies, police agencies, intelligence agencies, telling them who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Now, as I understand it, the state of Missouri has formally withdrawn their particular document, but and I'm afraid, though, that's pretty much, in my opinion, a Pyrrhic victory. For the simple reason that this, as I say, has been going on for a long, long time, and it ain't about to end here and now just because it happened once in one place.
Well, I will tell you this, too. Savage brought that up, too. He mentioned Southern Poverty Law. So he don't like them, by the way. At least he plays like he doesn't. He brought them up. He threw them up when he was interviewing this guy. Now, here's the thing I also heard. While they were talking, they said there was a guy from Wyoming or somewhere who was like some kind of militia guy. But and technically what he did was lawfully right. He said he was this guy got arrested because he was going to go down to the Texas-Mexican border and shoot any illegal filth. That's, and it is. I mean, I'm using the word filth, but he's going to shoot any illegal SHIT that's coming over the border, especially with guns invading this country. Well, technically, under the law and under constitutional law, they should. It is an invasion. And the fact that, you know, they're going to go after the ones who want to protect their country or white, who want to protect their country's jobs, standard of living, English language even, for some sickos who think we should be a third world country and bring a bunch of crap here just to work hard and all they, and have some spiritual destiny to look like the world and all whatever that garbage is.
Henry, I tell you what, we're going to the break. Why don't you hold it till after we come back? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We have a full lineup of callers here. And Dave from Massachusetts is back. We'll go to Dave shortly.
The because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have a full lineup of callers. Yeah, we have Henry aboard from New England. Henry, I'll tell you something. I was thinking about your comments about this militia man wanting to go down to the border and start shooting illegal aliens. You know, I have a very good friend whose son is in the Border Patrol, a finer young man you couldn't find in the world. And, you know, I tell you, it kind of scares me to think that people are just going to start, no matter how diligently patriotic they are, no matter how diligently concerned they are about protecting the U.S. borders, the idea that people are just going to start showing up on the borders and start shooting, I don't think is a good idea, because you know what would happen? This young man that I know, you know, no matter how much he might internally think that's a good idea, or any of his colleagues in the Border Patrol, the last things these guys want, whose job it is to protect the borders, is for people to be out there doing just what this guy is doing. So I, you know, as I say, I share your concerns about illegal immigration and you know what it's doing to the country, but I don't think it's going to do any good for people to get out of the borders and start shooting.
Oh, yeah, so you're saying you had young guys who work in the Federal Border Patrol, and maybe they happen to be white that suggested that.
Henry, you're going to have to speak up.
Okay.
Your voice is very distant.
Right, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Speak up just a little bit.
Okay. All right, can you hear me now? All right,
yeah, it's a little better.
You had some a younger person you'd spoken to who was in the federal U.S. Border Patrol may happen to be white, who was younger, who made that, suggested that same thing, or him and his colleagues, or wish that happened, or about the business of shooting the aliens coming over. Hello.
Yeah, I'm really having a tough time hearing you, Henry. Say that again. I'm sorry. Your voice is very deep.
Hold on, I want to switch over to something else. Hold on. Let me do that. Hello?
Yeah, that's a little better, Henry.
Oh, okay. I said, all right, you had a younger person who was in their 20s, possibly, or 30s, whatever, in the U.S. Border Patrol. May possibly happen to be white, who may suggested that same thing that this guy who mentioned on Michael Savage's show suggested, according to what you're saying, that wish that, you know, they could just shoot them or whatever, according to what you're saying.
Well, no, I was just saying that, I'm just referring to this young man that I know about, that I know of. I know his father very well. His father's a very good friend of mine. I've known this kid since he was a baby.
Right.
Now he's grown up and working for the Border Patrol. I would hate to see him being put in a position of being down there trying to protect the borders and at the same time having people whose job it isn't to do that coming down there as volunteers and just starting to shoot.
I see what you mean. Right.
Yeah, I just think that, for better or for worse, we do have our law enforcement in this country. And as I said earlier, so many of our people in law enforcement take their marching orders from the wrong people. But I do think we have to the extent that they are trying to do their jobs, we've got to let them do their jobs and let them vote.
Yeah, I agree with you with that, except for one thing, though. If the illegals that we got coming in here, which are predominantly from those third world countries, which we certainly don't need, are pointing guns, though, and they're coming here to rape and shoot, and they're armed, okay, and they're armed and they're shooting before they even cross the border, whether it's to get drugs through or whatever, or smuggle illegals. They even have problems with pirates smuggling illegals on ship, by the way. That guy, Kelly Sweeney, who was on a couple of shows, who's a captain of a mariner, he got a book from the bridge. He talked about even some of the pirates, some of them is bringing in, smuggling people, too, on somebody's ship. If they're armed and they're firing and their intent is to hurt or do harm, I think the American people, in that case, if they happen to be armed and they happen to be at the border, have a right to shoot back, and they shouldn't be put in cuffs or put in handcuffs or anything else. Now, maybe what you're saying, yeah, if to have somebody go down there and maybe just shoot them all down like a machine gun without maybe just rounding them up, I think they should be rounded up and cuffed and sent back.
This is what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah,
like
but
I
if
say,
they got
I
guns,
mean,
that's a different
we have
story.
So many, we, I don't mean we in the royal sense here, I mean you and me and everybody else in this country, we have so many frustrations with this problem of illegal immigration, then when somebody, you see, that's the problem. When somebody goes and says he's going to get down to the border and start shooting, then anyone who has any concerns about illegal immigration, everybody gets kind of painted as an extremist and as a racist and a this is and a that. And it just doesn't do us any good. Anyway, Henry, I got to move on here. I do have all these callers lined up, and we do have Dave back from Massachusetts. Thanks for your call, Henry. Dave, we lost
yes.
you.
Michael, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I thought the thought police had taken you away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a hotline installed, Michael, because I know my calls very often broke up on the cell phone. But I have to put a new battery pack in the handset, I think, is what the problem is. There's another battery pack charging in the base. And so I'm speaking directly into the speakerphone here. Michael, listen, I'd love to talk about a lot of things, about John Demjanjuk and the Gaza Zoo. I'd like to talk about the zoo. I'd like to talk about the Jew. I'd like to talk about zoology. I'd love to talk about zoologists, but let me save that for another night. Well, before too much time goes by, Michael, I was going to talk to you about it last night, but you had your special guest on, Van Lohman. I listened to the show and enjoyed it. But, Michael, listen, this Easter thing, I followed this very closely this year. I went to as many Easter services as I could, both Protestant and Catholic, but especially Catholic. I watched it on EWTN, on Mother Angelica's network there, the Pope Pope Benedict and everything, celebrating Easter. Now listen, I think that the Pope, I think Pope Benedict, and I think most of his priests, I think they got to hurry up and get to confession, because I think their souls are stained with mortal sin. And I'll tell you why I believe that, Michael. The first commandment, I am the Lord thy God. You shall have no other gods before me, for I am a jealous God. Yeah, I'm very jealous. I get very angry. You know, in his son's name, Jesus, Jesus' name is above every name on heaven and on earth, is above all names. Okay, now I watch these Catholics, the Pope and these priests, and I was over here at the chapel here and the local church, the Catholic church and everything. All their services started out with Easter. Happy Easter. Let's celebrate the mystery of Easter and everything. Okay, the first thing they start out with is this Easter business, okay? Not the Lord thy God, who is a jealous God. You shall have no other gods before him. Okay, so they start out with this Easter garbage and everything, and they go on. We were halfway through some of these services, Michael, before I even heard the word Jesus or the Lord Jesus. It was like a footnote or a sidebar. All I'm hearing about is this Easter, you know. Anyways, Michael, who Easter is? She's a demon. She is a demon pagan goddess. She's been identified with all those demon pagan goddesses, ancient demon pagan goddesses, whether it's Isis in Egypt. Easter's been identified with Kali, the evil Kali, Shiva's wife in India. She is an evil, evil bitch. And for this Pope and for these priests to be celebrating this Easter and to be putting Easter above the Lord's name, in other words, they got Easter on center stage with the limelight on Easter, and Jesus is pushed off to the side. Easter's center stage with the limelight completely on her, and, you know, people say, well, it's not intentional. They're doing it unintentionally. Okay, yeah, but, you know, nevertheless, Easter is still, she's still coming first. Her name is still invoked first. She is still being worshipped. And people say,
I heard Jack McLamb talking about this on his broadcast on, I guess it would have been yesterday's broadcast. And, you know, I tell you, I find it difficult to argue the point, but, you know, I think the average person going to church on Easter, as we call it, the average person going to church or celebrating Easter thinks about Jesus Christ and his resurrection. I think that no matter how much they're putting out this kind of information, for want of a better way of putting it, I think that most people, it just goes right beyond them. You know, they you know, a lot of this ritualistic mumbo jumbo, no matter how hard they're trying to push it, I think the average Christian, to the extent that they are Christians in the classic sense, I think that they are probably more Jesus centered, Christ centered, than perhaps the official interpreters of the religion may well be. So I don't think that it's really that's as big a problem as even perhaps the commercialization of Easter, where you get into the chocolate bunnies and the white bunnies and the Easter egg rolls and all those things. You know, those are all traditional parts of Easter, but I think on the whole that very religious Christian people recognize what the whole concept of quote unquote Easter is all about.
Oh, I understand that, Michael, but the point is it doesn't matter. Easter, this demon goddess still has center stage. In other words, the average Christian doesn't, and I ask them all the time, I ask all these people, who's Easter? They've never given it a thought. They look at me like I've got three heads. What do you mean, who's Easter? And I says, don't you know that, who or what is Easter and everything? And then when I tell them Easter is the goddess, the demon goddess of the East, the goddess of these anti-Christ Eastern religions, and I mean, they look at me like I'm nuts. But that hierarchy knows who Easter is, and they've got her center stage. And I just want to say this, Michael, and I'll get off. You know what God has to say to, I think, to the Pope and to the priest? And I'll tell you, I'll go so far that this is what God is saying to this demon goddess Easter, okay? If I, a mere mortal, may speak for God Almighty, what God Almighty says to this demon goddess Easter is, Easter, kiss my Easter. Easter, kiss my Easter. Okay? Easter can kiss my Easter, too, on that Roman Catholic hierarchy. They can blather on and mindlessly mouth this happy Easter, and let's celebrate the mystery of Easter. But I'm going to celebrate the glorious resurrection day of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to equivocate like that, like the Catholic Church is no. You know, they can't even solve the abortion problem. They're just ineffectual, impotent. They're Johnny One Notes abortions. They'd never help a guy like John Demjanjuk. Or the Gaza Zoo, or the USS Liberty. They're Johnny One Notes on this abortion issue, and they've just been dismally impotent and ineffectual. They can't even impact the abortion issue, Michael. So I don't think people that are putting their hopes in this Roman religion and so on, I don't think they're really going to get too far. I really don't. I think the record proves that they're not going to get very far.
Well, I think probably, you know, when all is said and done, that is the bottom line of it all, because everything has been so corrupted, so many institutions have been so corrupted that it's just hard to turn back the tide. All right, Dave, listen, I have to move on here. I want to try to squeeze in at least one more caller before the break. We have Tim from Georgia. Tim, come on up.
Wonder what happened with that.
Is that Tim?
Yes, it's me.
Tim, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you say that you was going to go on the Alex Jones show, and I was wondering what happened with that.
Well, no, I had Alex Jones had indicated, I believe, to John Statmiller that he was going to invite me on the program to respond to some of the comments that he and two of his guests, Jim Mars and Robert Groden, had made about my book, Final Judgment and its thesis. That was back in January. I haven't heard from Alex Jones in regard to that, and I understand a number of people may have called him and asked him about it, and he indicated that he really didn't have any interest in having me on the program. So that's Alex's choice. That's most unfortunate, but what can I tell you?
And another thing, I think when Alex goes off on this, I like Alex and I enjoy your show very much, but I think when people go off on Mexicans, they're just really copping out because they don't want to face the Jews. I mean, you can have 10 million, 20 million Mexicans here, and they cannot do that much damage than one synagogue of Jews can do. They couldn't.
You know what? You know what? I don't know if I'd put them on the scales quite that extensively, but I think your point is very, very well taken. That actually a lot of the immigrants in this country, they come in here and they try to keep as low a profile as possible, and you know, try to make some money. They're not lobbying to get us involved in foreign wars, and I agree with you, Tim.
And I think that was one more question. Oh. Brackett Smith, I can't recall his first name, but he has I Am the Witness. The French Connection. Is you going to ever have him on your show?
Actually, Daryl was just on the show a couple weeks ago.
He was, I probably
missed that. I'd been on his program, I guess about a month and a half ago, and then I've talked to Daryl here on this program, I think, twice. And Daryl is always welcome to call in here, so I'm sure we'll be hearing from Daryl sooner than later.
Oh, that's all I had.
All right. Well, appreciate your call, Tim. All right, you take care of yourself. All right, we are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. I think we might be able to squeeze up one more caller before the break. We're going to go to John in Texas. John, come on up.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing tonight, John?
Well, I'm just it's funny. To call you up to say I'm speechless, that would be funny, wouldn't it?
Say what?
Concerning, I say to actually call you up and say I'm
speechless.
Well, that happens. I understand that. Sometimes I'm speechless, too.
Well, and certainly that was the case with Mr. Demjanjuk.
No.
By the way, you know, if anybody fancies maybe leaving a message and, you know, just obviously not infringing themselves in any way, but if anybody would like to leave a quiet message of dissent for the Jew World Order up at the old Simon Wiesenthal Nazi Hunter Center there, founded by, this is a chap's name. His name is, the founder is Rabbi Martin Heer. And he's got some lack of mercy, that one.
I think he pronounces that higher. I've always thought he did. That's why I call him Rabbi Marvin Liar. But in any case, yeah.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper wrapping up the hour here. We have John from Texas aboard with us. John, go ahead.
Well, I mean, they said it all, you know. His blood be upon our hands and upon our children's.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, I tell you, I continue, you know, We're constantly hearing this carping and complaining about the Holocaust and anti-Semitism and so forth, and yet it seems like every time we turn around, the people who are doing the complaining about all this anti-Semitism are engaging in activities which actually stir up this thing that they call anti-Semitism.
Well, well, I'm sure you've heard it many times over the years. You know, the Jew cries out in pain when he stabs you in the back. But nevertheless,
I never heard that before. That's funny.
Yeah, it's an old Polish saying. The Jew cries out in pain when he hits you or stabs you in the back. Anyways, the interesting thing about the latest Department of Homeland Security bump that they've sent out, you know, their new update on right-wing extremism, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how exactly what they say is exactly what is being I'll just give you, let's see. Racism in general is a major problem. According to the report, issues of home clothes have been battling it.
Well, you know, I tell you what's funny about, it's not funny, it's pathetic, it's sad, it's disgusting. The stuff that comes out of these federal agencies, these state agencies, groups like this, is that basically it's no more than a rehash or a rewrite of stuff that's already been handed to them on a silver platter by the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the here, but now they're getting down to the brass tacks. Here, how about this one? Aside from the online discussion, issues that the anti-Semitic groups are blaming on deliberate conspiracy conducted by a cabal of Jewish financial entities. Well, you know, for those out there that know, it's it's to the point where we can name names now.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it has been for a long time, but the knowledge of the names has been expanded, you know, exponentially. But I said a prayer for John Demjanjuk and his family. You know, those that are persecuting him, I'm being, you know, there isn't going to be an asbestos suit that's going to save their asses, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, this is, you know, I don't know, I haven't seen the court ruling in particular that stayed his deportation, but... I do think it's these judges who did this, they are going to have hell. Most of these, they'd be appointed judges, so they're on the court for life. They don't have to worry about running for re-election or anything like that. And it could very well be that a couple of these judges, we don't know who they are, of course, or I don't know their names, but it could be that enough of these judges got together and said, hey, look, enough is enough. Let's just let this old man die here in the United States in peace, you know? And basically said to hell with the Jews. And, you know, this is what Mark Glenn and I have talked about on this program and many times off the air. And I do think there is this very serious rumbling in the land among a lot of people in high places that, as Howard Beale in the famous Film Network said, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Well, a lot of people are mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. And that may well be what we saw with this stay of deportation, but in many respects, it's a stay of execution for this 89-year-old man. And we can only, as you say, all we can do really is pray. So it's pretty bad, John. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up here this evening, but we